getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, you guys, welcome to another day of movement, of worship. Today we are going to be unpacking and talking about Psalm 126, verses 1 through 3. This is an offering that we get to do today to move our body to worship God in this movement, in this place of stillness, of softness, opening up our hearts, our ears to hear and to know, to see, to feel all that the Lord has for you today. So go ahead and start moving. Move your body. Start walking. Taking big, deep breaths in and out, filling up your belly. And a nice big exhale to get every part, your breath, your movement, your heart, your spirit, every part of you starting to move today. God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for this sweet time that we get to come and worship you. Worship you in our movement. God, I pray that with each step we take today, that we would take new ground, that each step would bring forth freedom, each step would bring forth more of your presence and glory into our lives, more capacity to feel your presence. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you today to come and do a new thing, to come and awaken our spirit, awaken our soul to come higher, to ascend to you in this movement, in this time of prayer, in this time of worship. We offer it all to you. We offer everything we have to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so continue to move. Pay attention to your posture, to the weight that is touching the ground, how your foot is striking the ground, being able to feel every part of your body, to pay attention to your feet, your toes, your heels, your ankles, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your hands, your neck, your mouth, your jaw, how you're breathing, your eyes, your brow, every part from the tip of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. God, we just invite you into every crevice, every part of our body. So this Psalm 126, 1 through 3, this is a psalm praising God for bringing restoration to Israel. Their mouths are filled with shouts of joy.
So this is how it feels when standing strong.
And you can hear their praises from far away as they are traveling, as they are on this journey. You can hear their praise.
The plans you had
And they need the new hearts of flesh that God promised them.
And your fear tells your fate, there's no use in praying those prayers anymore.
So may this be your psalm praising God today. Verse 1-3, it says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. The Passion Translation says this, it was like a dream come true when you freed us from our bondage and brought us back to Zion. We laughed and laughed and overflowed with gladness. We were left shouting for joy and singing your praise. All the nations saw it and joined in, saying, the Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles, and we are overjoyed. We were like those who dream. It was a dream come true for them. So what is your dream today? What dream has God placed within you? Let that dream come alive. And know that it is okay to begin to dream again.
When your world is crashing, when your knees hit the ground, when your heart is asking, what do I do now? Just when you think it can't get worse, hold on, that's when hope returns.
Them that dream, the actual experience of freedom, so unexpected, seemed more like a dream than reality. This is a glorious redemption. It is so wonderful that they are asking themselves, could it be true, or is this a dream? How many times has that possibly happened in your life where something happens and it's so amazing and you ask yourself, is this real? That is the goodness of our Father, that he lavishes us with his great gifts.
You're the feeling I cannot deny.
And Zion, it symbolizes the church. So when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, he restored the fortunes of the church. After the time of darkness and falling away, there will be a time when the Spirit will be poured out on all the church, and all shall know the Lord, from the least to the greatest. The glory of the Lord will be revealed throughout the whole land. Dreaming fills us with laughter and shouts of joy. This is our praise.
The sound of living truth is the beat that makes me move wherever I go. Wherever I go. I've got that good feeling kicking me out of my chair, dancing like I don't care. I've got that good feeling.
When you have been freed from such great oppression as this is speaking of, it would cause great joy and laughter. Joy in your heart will stimulate singing from a heart too full to contain the joy. And that is what we are. That is who we are. We are vessels. This holy vessel that our body is this container put together, holy and whole, for Christ. That this container is so full of the goodness and glory and freedom and redemption of Christ that we cannot help but outpour laughter and joy. That is our praise. That is why we are here, friends. Each step you are taking is a new step in freedom, a new step to reclaim your freedom, your God-given freedom. And that brings us to a place of joy and laughter. And in this psalm, they are giving credit where credit is due. The Lord delivered them. When they could not deliver themselves, they know that the Lord delivered them. The joy and singing is coming from a thankful heart. Giving credit where credit is due. Holy is the Lord Almighty. Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and He is the life that sets us free. And we walk this journey in our physical bodies, this beautiful vessel carrying the goodness and glory of the Lord within us, the Holy Spirit living, residing in you, to carry that everywhere you go, every step, and each step you take. You're walking in freedom to stay free. And as you walk, as you continue to move forward, because we continue to take steps of obedience. Whatever your steps look like, whatever season you are in, know that your steps are good because it is a step. You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than time. And as you continue to step, right before I hit the ground, so you came along and found me. That is when other people see the glory of the Lord shining in and through you. That is when you are full of joy and laughter, that you can say great things. The Lord has done great things for them. And knowing that if He can do it for them, He can also do it for me, and He can do it for you. And the laughter and the joy just is an overflow. It is an overflow of the Spirit. It is an overflow of walking in freedom.
Lord,
We serve a God who loves. Everything he does is out of an overflow of his love, of his joy, of his laughter, of his glory, of his goodness is overflowed onto us as his kids. So we need the new hearts of flesh that God has promised. That God is above you, he is within you, and he is sprinkling his cleanliness, his water on you to wash you clean. And he takes away our heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh.
Oh, it's time to burn the ships, cut the ties, send a flare into the night. Say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears and wave goodbye. Step
into a new. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, when he restored the church, we were like those who dream. We are able to dream again. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. What is your joyful shout? What is your laughter? What shouts are you making? Right where you're at, go ahead and start laughing. Start making shouts of joy. What is your declaration of joy that you can do to your Father right now? Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Hallelujah. Amen. So make a declaration today. Declare that because of Jesus, I am free. I declare that I have the mind of Christ and I walk in freedom in my body, soul, and spirit. I declare an abundance of joy and laughter. I declare that joy is our inheritance. So God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for your presence, your spirit. Thank you for the declaration and help us to live as joy is our inheritance. In Jesus' name, amen.